Cambridge 105 Radio. It's Cambridge Breakfast with Neil Whiteside. And I thought today we'd have a bit of a catch-up with our friends at City Fibre and just see how they're doing. They've been busy working their way perilously close to our Gwydir Street studios at times. I think they pretty much covered our part of town. I'm joined on the line by the city manager for Cambridge, Rebecca Stevens. Rebecca, hi.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? How are things at City Fibre?
Good, thanks. Good. We're having a good summer. How about yours? Have you managed to get away?
Yeah, well, as far as London, but that'll do. it's amazing how much you can learn to appreciate your own country when you can't go abroad, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So you say you've been having a good summer. What's the story in Cambridge at the moment? Where, you know, how far through your rollout are we? What's done? What's coming up?
Well, we've made really good progress over the last couple of months. We are live in lots of areas around Cambridge. I think last time I was on, we spoke about East Chesterton, West Chesterton, King's Hedges, those council wards. But we've now got properties that are ready for service in quite a lot of Romsey, bits of Petersfield, bits of Abbey, and a chunk of Coleridge as well.
Wow. Okay. So as you say, you are working your way around. People will be listening to this going, well, hang on a minute. That's me. What does this mean? What have you actually done?
So we come into your street and we either dig a trench along the pavement to put our fibre in, or perhaps we run it along the telegraph poles. And in some cases, we use existing third party under the ground ducting to bring our fibre in. And we do the construction work. Then we come along and do the fibering, which is put in a piece of very, very fine glass along through these ducts. And we switch it on. And when I say switch it on, it's not powered. And the only power is at our fibre exchange and at your house. It is literally a piece of glass under the streets that we shine a light through. And that enables you to get really fast internet up to speeds of a gigabit.
That's amazing, isn't it? Now, for people who say, well, I've got broadband at the moment, what does that mean in terms of how do they switch?
Well, at the moment, you can take a City Fibre service from a number of ISPs, that's internet service providers. Our launch partner, Vodafone, covers all the areas that we are live in. And we also have Air Broadband, which is a local company based in Waterbeach. And we've recently brought TalkTalk onto the network as well. So you can get your City Fibre network through TalkTalk. And there will be others coming on in the rest of the year. And basically, our network is full fibre. So it's fibre all the way from the fibre exchange to your house. So we don't use any copper at all. And that makes it faster and more reliable.
I was going to say, and also very much kinder on the environment, isn't it? Because glass is much easier, fibre optic, much easier to produce, much cheaper to produce, much, you know, not all the copper mines going on that that we had elsewhere.
You're absolutely right, Neil. You know, there's a big focus on the environment at the moment, and we need to transition from old technologies and ways of working to new, more sustainable technologies across the board, not just in telecoms. And you know, these new, more sustainable practices put full fibre at the centre, really. You know, the existing copper network is powered, and of course, full fibre and the glass isn't. So there's no constant power energy consumption at all. And there is a far less fault rate on fibre, which means less maintenance, less re-excavation, less digging up the streets. I know it doesn't feel like it at the moment because we're doing the primary dig, but in the future, definitely.
Right. So once you're done, you should, in theory, be done, and we shouldn't be seeing your vans around the area too much because, as you say, that maintenance is much easier to do. Just coming back to this bit about how people move across, do they go to the ISP? Do they come to you? Which way around does it work?
They go to the ISP. So we are a wholesale provider. We don't sell direct to the customer at all, either business or consumer. So if you're a resident, you'll go to a consumer provider, and that would be, as I said, Vodafone or TalkTalk. You probably won't know, actually, who provides your infrastructure, because you don't have those kind of conversations with your ISP provider. But the things to look out for is to ask about full fiber. So quite often we would need to perhaps dig up your garden. That sounds a bit dramatic, but it's a little, we'll feed the fiber from the box in the pavement to the wall in your house, usually along a bit of flower bed or something like that. And the other thing to look out for is symmetrical speeds. So our upload and download speeds are the same. So if you have a 200 meg service, you should expect 200 up and 200 down, and not all the networks provide that.
Right. Okay. So there's that comment you made there as well about you'll have had a wire, or you'll need a wire running up to your door. So you would know if this is going to happen, you would know that you're on CityFibre, because there is going to come a point where someone's actually going to need to physically connect your house to the work that you've been doing in the streets.
Yes, you'd need an install.
Right.
So unless you've moved into a house which already has CityFibre, which of course will become more and more common as we go forward. If we've just made your area live, then you will need to have an install. And that could mean that we, as I said, have to go into your garden. It could mean you've got existing duct that we could use, or it could mean that we have to drop a line from a telegraph pole to your house. There's not a really fail-safe way, if I'm honest, Neil, to find out how you've got CityFibre, unless you ask. Ask the ISP, tell them you want CityFibre, they will know.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, what about those people who haven't got, or in areas that aren't covered by you yet? Is there a way of checking to make sure, to see how far away you are, or roughly when you're going to be in, when you're going to be in their part of town?
Well, we do have a postcode checker on our website. So you can go onto our website, which is www.cityfibre.com, and type in your postcode, and it will tell you whether we're in the area at the moment or due to come in. For residents of Cambridge, they will probably see us in the area. We're still in parts of Abbey. We're doing parts of the rest of Petersfield and Romsey, and bits of Coleridge, and we've also started in Queen Edith's as well. So you will see us round and about, but it normally takes a good few weeks between you seeing us and the service going live. But if you register on our postcode checker, we or one of the ISPs will drop you a note and say, you're live now, available to order whenever you're ready.
Fantastic. Always good to catch up with you, Rebecca. A busy summer for you by the sound of it. Does things change as you go into winter? Or does it just mean that your poor lads have to go into those stripy tents?
No, things don't change. We carry on. But yes, the challenges are very different. The weather affects us. We get more complaints about dust in the summer and mud in the winter, as you would expect. And often if we've kind of dug down a grass verge, we have to wait until the spring for the grass to retake, those kind of issues. But it's all on our list of things to do. And we've been doing this for a few years now. So hopefully we're getting better and better at it, learning all the time.
Brilliant. All right. Well, it's great work that you're doing. You're bringing all this gigabit speed to Cambridge. We need it desperately, and helping to save the environment while you're at it. Rebecca, lovely to catch up with you. Catch up again soon. But for now, thanks very much indeed for coming on and talking to us.
Great. Thanks, Neil. I'll speak to you soon.